What causes depression? It can be physical problems, psychological problems, or spiritual problems. But God does not forsake His discouraged servant. He will meet you where you are. Are you downcast and despondent, full of heaviness and sunk in misery? Well, if so, welcome to the club. There are millions of other people who are experiencing the same. But this is one case where misery does not love company. It profits nothing from a discouraged and despondent person to share company with another who is in despair also. It's more important that we learn to answer the question posed in Psalm 32, verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me?" Because there is a reason for the loss of spirit. And to identify that reason is to be halfway toward winning the battle over discouragement. First, physical problems can cause discouragement. Some wit has observed, "It is difficult to feel spiritual when you have a hurting tooth." Well, there is truth in that statement. Man is a triunity of body, soul, and spirit. Those three elements of a person's makeup are not independent and unrelated. Each affects the other. A depression of mind can cause a loss of physical energy. A burden of spirit can bring thoughts of defeat and hopelessness. Illness in the body can turn the whole course of one's life. Elijah, great prophet of God, fell into depression. You can read in 1 Kings chapter 19 and see how God dealt with him. Elijah's problem of depression was not spiritual. He was still praying to God. He still was subject to the will of God, even if he was asking God's permission that he might die. He still obeyed the word of God when God told him what to do. You see, the basic cause of his discouragement was physical. Now, God's remedy for Elijah's discouragement was threefold. First, there was a time of physical rest and recovery. God provided food for his distraught prophet, caused him to sleep, and then provided more food. God's explanation was, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." Second, when the prophet was restored physically, God gave him a new revelation of deity. And third, when the prophet was restored physically and refreshed spiritually, God gave him a new and easier ministry, and the depression was gone. But God began ministry to his prophet by restoring him physically. You catch it? Failing health, fatigue, drugs, chemical changes in the body, such as the postpartum depression often experienced by a new mother, or the emotional problems faced in midlife by a woman at menopause, these and other demands which the body cannot meet can bring a broken spirit. But that's no sign of spiritual failure. It's simply a warning to attend to the body and meet its needs. Psychological experiences can cause discouragement also. Life is filled with unsettling events. David lost his place as the king's friend and helper. He saw his former prospects turned against him and even feared for his life. Now that'd be enough to make a person lose heart. He had been brought into the king's palace as a musician to use music therapy to minister to his king. For a while, it worked wonderfully. But the king turned against David and sought to kill him because his depression of spirit aroused jealousy. He who was innocent became blamed as guilty. He had to flee from the palace with all the privileges available there and become a refugee. He fled from the king's soldiers and was subject to betrayal by any citizen who saw him. That'd be enough to make one discouraged, wouldn't it? Job also was a good man who had been greatly blessed of God, but he became the object of the devil's testings. He lost his possessions, his family, his health, and the sympathetic understanding of his friends. He tossed to and fro on his bed at night, wishing for the day. He endured the hours of the day, wishing for the night. He wrestled with the problem of discouragement. Not only can upsetting experiences cause discouragement, but unrealized expectations can open that door also. The disciples of Jesus lamented at his death because they thought he would be the one to restore Israel, and they were disappointed that he did not. Many others have suffered depression when their expectations were unfulfilled. Is that a problem for you? Well, betrayal by friends is another psychological cause of depression. Added to the physical and spiritual sufferings of Jesus when he went to the cross was the realization that one of his own disciples betrayed him. You may have trusted an untrustworthy person, and you may be suffering because another failed to do what you depended on him to do. But do not let another's failure keep you a failure. Instead, keep on trusting God. As Psalm 42:5 suggests, keep your hope in God. Wait patiently for him. You will yet rejoice because he will help you. Spiritual problems can cause discouragement also. Now here's a major emphasis you find in the Bible. Deuteronomy 28 verse 65 warns that a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind will be the lot of those who go into sin. That means discouragement is sometimes a punishment for sin. 1 Samuel 18 verses 7 through 11 reports how King Saul became insane with jealousy when he heard the people praising David's exploits in war. Jealousy put him into a fit of depression, which led to his seeking to kill his faithful attendant. Jealousy commonly leads to depression of spirit. Jonah chapter 3 describes the anger of Jonah when God spared the city of Nineveh rather than destroying it, as Jonah had predicted. His anger resulted in a depression of spirit so great that he wanted to die. Now that warns of the danger of unresolved anger, by the way. It eats like a cancer upon the spirit, and it brings disappointment and defeat if it is not settled in the right way. Matthew 27 verses 3 through 5 recounts the remorse of Judas Iscariot when he realized that he had delivered Jesus to death by leading the enemies to him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He returned the bribe money to the priest who had paid him and asks for the release of Jesus. He was rejected, and his guilt drove him into such a depression of spirit that he committed suicide. 1 Kings 19:10 reports Elijah's grief over unrealized goals. Now, he probably thought that the victory won against the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel would be the beginning of a great revival in Israel. It seemed to do nothing except to put his own life in danger. He was so discouraged that he sought the release of death because his expectations were not met and his goals for the glory of God were not fulfilled. What causes depression? It can be physical problems, psychological problems, or spiritual problems. But God does not forsake his discouraged servant. He will meet you where you are, give you what you need, and enable you to continue what he has assigned you to do. Don't give up. Take heart. Keep your hope in God. Oh, blessed Father, thank you for the word of encouragement that comes to us to know you do not desert us when we tend to forget you. We pray for Jesus' sake that you'll give us the vision of Christ so that we can recognize that even when we fail, whatever the reason for it may be, you do not fail, and you are faithful, and you are sufficient to provide our needs. So we turn to you our discouragements and our defeat, and we lay them at the feet of Jesus in his blessed name. Amen.